For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. As the senior community grows, so does a lack of control over many aspects of their lives, from transportation to health care and more. Nicole Irwin reports that even something as simple as a pool tournament can raise questions about who calls the shots in a senior's life.
Billy Hobby mostly does two things. He goes to church and he plays pool.
I play every day, mostly.
And his wife Barbara is usually by his side.
Well, I enjoy watching him play, and he's got health problems, can't go out of town and play all the time.
The Hobbies are in Katy's, Kentucky this morning, about 20 miles from their home in Princeton. The 86-year-old pool player has come to compete in a weekly pool tournament. Local senior Glenn Harold is here to play as well.
We've got some elderly gentlemen that are handicapped, Parkinson's disease, taking cancer treatments and so on. If you watch some of these gentlemen walk around the table and you see the short steps that they take, it takes them a long time. But when they get over the table, they shoot some fantastic shots. That is their ability to compete at that age, and it's something that they look forward to.
You wouldn't know immediately that Mr. Hobby has Parkinson's disease, but you can hear his tremor a bit as he explains his confusion over a recent dispute.
You can come to the tournament down here, or Hoptown, either one, and that's what we don't understand is how they keep having tournaments here and in Hoptown, and we can't. It's all managed under the same management. You know, PACS.
Hobby is referring to Pennyroyal Allied Community Services, known locally as PACS. The group manages the senior centers in the area, including Hobby Center in Princeton, where pool tournaments were banned. Harold Monroe is PACS executive director. He says PACS provided more than 130,000 meals to seniors last year and transported seniors from nine counties more than 2.5 million miles to places they needed to go.
We are more than just a senior citizen pool playing service provider to the Pennyroyal counties.
The Older Americans Act provides funding to area management groups like PACS to fulfill part of the Act's mission to promote the dignity of older adults by providing services that enable them to remain independent. Murray State University sociologist Whitney Casty Kaywood says seniors often struggle to maintain an identity later in life. She says having a lack of control over decision-making affects their independence.
For emotional well-being, it's important, and it's part of our social work code of ethics, I would say, that we try to maintain and preserve the individual's sense of empowerment as much as possible.
The federal funding carries a requirement that area management groups like PACS maintain an age advisory board, and at least half the board should be seniors receiving services. But PACS Director Monroe says local centers have the choice to decide whether or not seniors are consulted about changes affecting services.
First of all, they don't have any input in the decision making because they're not in a position of authority, ownership whatsoever to that. If we make a decision to sell a coffee pot, that's our decision to make as the providers of that service. For the aging services.
Which brings us back to the pool tournament. Jill Giordano chairs the Senior Aging Council for Princeton and voted to ban pool tournaments at the center. One reason the tournaments were canceled is because the pool players were charging a fee to play.
Well, that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate in a senior citizen center for several reasons. Number one, we're federally and state funded, and we don't provide services for people to have to pay for. More importantly, we have seniors that don't have $2 to play pool.
But the Princeton players tell a different story.
It's been very sad.
That's Lewis Gray, another senior who used to play in the Princeton tournament. Gray says they removed the once-a-month tournament fee after a notice from the senior center.
That affected the morale of the gentlemen, first off, because they were afraid they were going to lose something that they loved.
Still, the board did away with the tournament and several pool tables.
And they voted to sell the pool tables and buy one good table and move it back over in the original location, which is in the center of everything, so that the director could keep an eye on us. She treats the old people there like their children.
Dennis Amundson, another senior Princeton pool player, says the group was blindsided. He feels seniors should have more say in a system that's supposed to support them.
Well, you know, this is a democracy, and when it affects probably close to a majority of the people who use the center on a daily basis, I'd say I've got a problem with that.
Giordano says seniors can still play pool. It's just in a smaller room with only one table. The seniors say that isn't good enough. The players would have to draw straws to play with those limitations. Giordano says the decision is final. Still, Billy Hobby is holding out for a better resolution.
It helps me get out the door and go. It's something I enjoy doing, and I just hope it's settled one of these days and we can all get back to our normal days.
Did you get that on that? Did you record that? They want to take that back.
I'm Nicole Irwin in Princeton.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.